Chapter 19. Zelgadus's Journal. Zelos was sound asleep. Thank the gods for small favors. My dreams were interrupted by the phone. Sun was pouring in through the window, probably the last I'd see it for a few days. Rain was predicted until June or July. Zelos picked it up and said a few words, then hung up. Dr. Adams is coming up the walk. We should go meet him. Is it that late? The band will be here in an hour, and... I garbled frantically, trying to get my bearings into reality. The events of the evening before flooded my brain, which threatened to overload and shut down. Oh dear, are you feeling all right, Zelgadus? I'm doing, fine, as long as I sit down. Oh joy, just stay put. I'll bring the good doctor up to see you here. I came back a few minutes later, Dr. Adams in tow. I let the doctor do all the talking, at first. Zelos, this is a great place your mother built for you. What I wouldn't have given to have had a place like this when I was your age. No shit, I muttered. Oh, hello, doctor. Don't mind Zelgadus. He hasn't had his morning shot of caffeine and is his grouchy elf. Zelos grinned triumphantly. Well, I'm glad to see you in better spirits. Sit up a bit, would you? I want to check the swelling and look for signs of infection. I'm unpeeling the bandage now. Sorry it sticks to your hair. Ah, yes. Nasty bump. But it's healing fast. Can I wash my hair? Zelos was meticulous about his appearance, and his hair was sticky with dried blood in back. Not today. I'll put on a clean dressing for now. Is your mother coming back today? No, I'm entrusted to Zelgadus's care until sometime Saturday afternoon. I realized he wasn't just faking it. He really didn't seem to keep a very good track of time. The doctor was looking at me, studying me, measuring me, I guess. Zelgadus, can you change the dressing each night and again in each morning? Yeah, blood doesn't bother me. Just show me what to do. While I'm doing that, I'll give you more instructions. Use this salve. It stops infection. Wash your hands first. The only way his hair is going to get washed is if you can do it over the sink and keep the water away from the wound. I'd do it, but I have to leave for another appointment. I love being on call over Thanksgiving holiday. I stared at Zelos. Well? He smiled benignly. I just want to punch him. What was his problem? A crazy person was leaving him scary pictures and hanging around. Oh, I hadn't told him about that part last night. He'd fallen asleep. I had to say something, since Zelos was acting like nothing untoward had happened, and he didn't know the recent news. There's something else I need to tell you, though Zelos may have other opinions. Last night, there was a person looking in the front window of the main house. I don't know what's going on, but I have two ideas. First, Val's stepfather Gav could be lurking about, searching for him. And second, the doctor's face went pale. Zelos, I don't know if you've been informed, but your Jacques Dubois was released from prison 2 weeks ago. Looks like news to you. There's a restraining order to keep him out of town, but... Zelos, tell him about the picture. All right, I will then. Someone slipped a picture taken from that video made with him in it, last Friday. And you haven't told your mother? Zelos, I must report this to the police. How about that officer? McGuinn, I offered. He told me the story last night, and I'm good with names. Yes. The doctor dialed a number on his cell phone and spoke for a few minutes. Zelos just bored a hole through my face and then said, I shouldn't have told you. I trusted you. Officer McGuinn said he's on his way. Looks like he's on call over the holiday, too. You're both planning on staying here today? Yes, I said. No. Zelos frowned at me, then smiled. I forgot to tell you about A call from Amelia. She got hold of a bunch of cool sound equipment from some past campaign and wants everyone to come to her house and look it over. She's tossed in a dinner as a Lena lure. It occurred to me that this was my birthday. Of course, no one knew it but me, but going to Amelia's after all this, I probably didn't look too happy, because Zelos got that hurt look for a second. I backed down. If I could play beautician and nurse, I suppose I could take dinner at Amelia's. Looks like we'll be here for a few hours doing band practice. Amelia is the mayor's daughter and a friend. Well, you can work that out with Officer McGuinn. I'm sure you're safe at the mayor's, but coming back here, alone for another night, sounds risky. Sounds like company, Zelos chirped when the doorbell rang. I'll get it. Is this his normal behavior? Yes, he's pretty weird and goofy, but is less annoying these days than at the beginning of the school year. His friends at the dojo say he's more serious and quiet. But then I shouldn't judge him. I'm not exactly your typical teen, either. Depressed kids hide behind smiles. Zelos led the officer from the main house to his retreat and introduced him to me and Dr. Adams. The doctor and he were acquaintances by profession, and the officer remembered my tragic accident. I repeated all I knew, and Zelos confirmed the photo's identity, pulling it out of the drawer again. The officer wanted the envelope and picture to check for fingerprints, and placed both in a plastic bag. I don't know, kids. Gav's a possibility. So's Dubois. Though, I really dunna think it's him. But seeing as you're gonna be here alone tonight, I'm gonna have an undercover officer watch out for you. Here's my card. Just call that number if you're ever in any trouble or see anything. Can I trust your kids to do this for me? Smiled the tall, sandy-haired man. How are you doing, boy? You know I wasn't sure you'd survive, or you either. He shot that last statement my way. Zelos grinned. I almost didn't. But I've got some really great friends now, so I'll be fine. Just, if he's back, I'll kill him. No, you won't. You'll call me, and I'll take care of him. That's my job. Yours is to take care of yourself and your family and your friends. Got that? He demanded, jabbing a finger into Zelos' face. Yes, sir. That's better. Now I'll be going. Later. And call me if anything changes. Me too. I'll be late. The doctor hurried on his way to his car. Well, that gives us next to no time to get ready for the band. I'm taking a shower. I'll help you with your hair when I get out. Thanks. I think I'll go to the main house, then, and take a bath. I'll make coffee for you and wash my hair in the kitchen sink when you're ready, that is. It's all right, Zelos. I know it's uncomfortable for you to ask for help, so I offered. I know you'd do the same for me. I'll meet you in the kitchen. Zelos climbed to the loft and picked out some clothes, buttoned down the front style, and left to take a bath. In the house, he decided to use the guest bath, never having been able to look inside the other one since the attack. He filled the tub, adding some shampoo for bubbles, then sank back into blissful warmth. He probably would have drowned had I not banged on the door. Zelos, are you okay in there?
Yep.
Sorry, I'll be out in a sec. I might have stayed there all day if you hadn't come by. I'm pretty sore and the water was so warm. Yeah, we have less than 15 minutes before the others arrive. So if you want your hair washed... Okie dokie. Ready. Why do I smell strawberry candy? I took a bubble bath with this shampoo. Ugh, I'm gonna be sick. Now what's your problem? I have never let anyone touch my hair. Do you think I want to? Fine, do it yourself, but if you get water on the bandage... All right, I was harsh. But my patience was wearing thin. I still hadn't had my morning coffee, and it was almost noon. I thought I was doing pretty good here. Although, with the opportunity, I just might have strangled him. No, sorry, Zell. I know you aren't keen on doing this either. I need your help. So, what do you want me to do? Lean over and shut up. Don't squirm. If the soap's in your eyes, keep them shut too. I've had to do this before. When? Oh, for my wretched grandfather. So I'm not the one who's inept here. Stop moving. I'm almost done. God, Zelos, you are such a wimp. There. Done. Now I need a blow dryer. Yes, that's what I said. No, they're not just for girls. I will dry your hair and not rub the bump, and it'll be fast. Yeah, we only have how many seconds? Zelos groused some as he stomped back to the guest bath to find a hairdryer. He plugged it in and dried it himself. Oh, now it's all fluffy. I look like an idiot, a dog, a mop. I was thinking of you. See how it sticks out? I touched my hair protectively. Shit, you're right. I'm sure that my eyes darkened and an eyebrow twitched. I'm going to make coffee. Do something about your hair. But now I like it. How embarrassing if we showed up at band practice with the same hairstyle. He giggled and ducked the sponge I threw at him, and then proceeded to brush the bush down into his usual slick helmet. Fruitcake. Then he came back out, looking uncomfortable again. Now what? Can you help me with the bandage? Sure, but all that material is back at your place. We trudged over to the little house of Zelos, where I sat him down on his drum throne, and yet again tried to get him to sit still. You know, this would go a whole lot faster, and I wouldn't pull your hair as much if you'd just stop moving. But it hurts. Suddenly, we heard the familiar sound of a van pulling up on the gravel driveway. We both blanched. The band was here. Ow, now you're really hurting me. Shut up, I'm trying to do this quickly before they all... Yo, Zelos, you in there? Open up, we've got a problem. Lena's voice hollered at us from behind the door. Before we could react, Lena let herself and everybody else in. What the hell is going on here? She had entered onto a grisly scene. There I was, with my hands in Zelos' hair, gauze streaming around the room. We both looked like death warmed over. Well, not so much warmed as microwaved for a few seconds to thaw. Ow, 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 Zel, you're pulling my hair. Zelos whined, truly in pain. Hey, Lena, Zel's already here. See, everything's fine. Gary smiled and waved at us. Mr. Zelgadis, you're here! Amelia had tears streaming from her eyes. We've been looking all over for you! Yeah, heh. We're late, but it looks like not too late to catch this act. Val seemed to find our predicament amusing, anyway. Looks like we missed either the party or the fight. I had blushed crimson, but continued tying off Zelos' bandage, like the responsible person I was. As a reward, Lena stalked over and slapped me hard on the back. You could at least say something! We've been to hell and back searching for you. You could have phoned someone and told them you were coming over on your own. Your grandfather didn't even open the door, so I kinda broke in. Heh heh! And he's not there, and you're not there, and the place looks deserted, and... Godzell, what is your problem? Lena halted her tirade to observe the fallen body of her comrade, me. She had managed to pound me on my extremely bruised and tender shoulder, causing me to simply collapse in a moaning heap on the floor. Mr. Zelgadis must be really hurt, too! Amelia, oh gods, now I had her hovering over me, managing to prop me up painfully and embarrass me further with her ministrations. I'm fine, just bruised from a fall on that shoulder, I groused, as I managed to shrug off Amelia's hands. A fall? Amelia's eyes roved to the loft, catching a glimpse of a blood-soaked towel draped over one of the stair steps. She screamed and pointed at the offending cloth. Oh, Mr. Zelgadis, did you two get in a fight? How did I manage to drop that? Shit. There are my sweatpants and towels on the floor of the bathroom. The mugs, Zelos didn't have a chance to clean up, and it was a mess. I flashed to the bathroom and picked up my stuff, then tore out and grabbed my overnight bag and bloody towel on my way up and stashed everything in the loft. That's when I saw the gun. Zelos's gun, which I had never put back last night. That's it. With a moan, I just gave up and sank onto the rumpled purple blanket on the daybed. That's it! I want answers, and I want them now! Lena turned her deadly gaze onto Zelos. And you are going to tell me everything. Got it?
My, Lena. Relax. Everything's okay.
Zelgadis is staying with me while his grandfather and my mother are at a conference. He probably forgot to tell you and is very sorry to have troubled you.
Val started to laugh. It was a good thing I was too far away to commit a double murder. And too spent.
Then, too, added to the trouble at hand, Philia and Silphiel, who had kindly driven to the settlement and back so Philia could come, opened the door.
We're here, sang Silphiel. Have we missed anything?
Nothing.
Oh, by the way, Zelos, why is there a police car parked in front of your house? I heard Philia ask breezily.
Today just gets better and better. Happy birthday to me, I murmured to myself, still hidden away safely up in the loft.
Mr. Zelgadis, you can come down now,
Amelia called to me softly as she climbed the stairs to the loft. I could have moved, done something, but...
Ing! Don't do it, Mr. Zelgadis! Stop and think! You have so much left to live for! Put the gun down!
Her scream nearly splintered my brain in two, and I nearly jumped out of my scared skin. I did, however, drop the gun while frantically looking for a hole to crawl into.
Amelia, stop screaming. You're giving me a headache.
Thank you. Now go back down before Lena and everyone else comes running to see what you're all excited about.
Oh, joy.
So this is where you disappeared to. Lena looking appreciatively at the loft setup. Lots of purple, Zelos. So what's with the gun, boys?
Zelos finished giving everyone a little tour of his loft, while I composed myself and, gun in hand, slunk back down the stairs and out the door with Zelos's keys. I entered the main house and was greeted by the wolf dog.
Yeah, hi, doggy. Lonely? I'll get you some treats. Where's your food and water? Or are you a demon's pet and eat neither nor drink? Ah, of course, automatic both. Well, so you're just an old deaf dog after all. I have something of your master's to return. Want to come with me for a little excitement? Sure you do. See, I'm a good guy, returning what I took. I'll replace the gun so she won't suspect a thing. Up for more exercise? I'm going downstairs now, so you can follow me. Well, that deserves a snack, don't you think?
Yes, it does. Here you go, doggy.
His name is Beast, Zelos announced from his seat on the kitchen table. Thanks for returning that. Oh, I put the clothes in the dryer. Stains are gone. I threw the one up in the loft out in the garbage. Come on back, unless you want me to tell the whole story by myself.
For all the good it's gonna do.
I gave Beast one more pat, then obediently followed Zelos back to his lair. Lena et al. Were sipping sodas, waiting patiently, mostly, for Zelos and me to begin. I did. After dinner, we walked over to the park, where we had a little accident.
Hold it right there, Val interrupted. Dinner without the rest of us? Sounds like a date.
I turned to Lena.
You're closer. You do the honors.
Lena nodded and punched Val in the gut. We promised not to interrupt. I was doing homework and lost track of time, so Zelos suggested we walk out to a nearby place and eat. It was Thanksgiving, and we hadn't bought anything to eat, and you guys had already gone. So I'm not going to defend my decision to go out to eat anymore. I stared everyone to silence. Everyone but Zelos, who was ready to take over.
We ate at that family-owned Italian restaurant at the strip mall. What, Zelgadis?
Okay,
Moving on, we walked to the park and ran around until I tackled Zell into a pile of leaves, and then over the side of a cliff, we rolled. I was unconscious, but like the true hero, what, you were. You could have left me lying in a puddle of blood to die, but instead you practically carried me home, called a doctor, stayed with me at the hospital, and it's true, I wasn't that out of it. He listened to me rant on and on to keep me from falling asleep. Asleep, mind you, that I would have never awoken from. What was that? I don't think you mean that either. Val was laughing again. So nice of us to keep him in good humor. You bet he's a hero. He spent the last 20-plus hours with you. Make that a martyr. Everyone laughed. Anyway, to make a long story short, I survived the night, and we haven't had anything to eat but toast and tea. Coffee for Zelgadis, of course. So I wouldn't mind going out for something. Aren't you skipping some details? What happened to your head? And why do you smell like fruity candy? Lina started poking around his head to look at the bandage. And what about the gun? Amelia just wouldn't let that little factoid go. And the police car? Philia wouldn't either. I opened the tiny refrigerator and searched the cupboards, too hungry to care what damage Zelos might do. Success. Canned chili and crackers. Zelos took the stand. Hey, don't touch the hair, Lena. When the wrap comes off, you can see the scar. It's about 50 stitches, but no permanent damage. Val, stop laughing. Even if a moron like you can't tell, the x-rays and tests done at the hospital prove I'm fine. Next question. Strawberry shampoo, and I know that part's a secret. What else? Oh, yes, the gun belongs to my mother. Zelgadis was soaking the hundreds of blood-soaked towels over at the main house when he noticed a suspicious person around outside the window. Old Tim! Sylphiel shrieked. No one could let go of any stinking thing and just go home. Gav, Lena suggested. I returned, carrying two bowls of steaming chili and the box of crackers. There's another possibility, but it's not my place to say. Here, Zelos, my treat. Then I started to feel a horrible giddiness rise up from my guts. I started to laugh. That annoyed Lena. Who would feel left out of a joke? Zell, did you get some brain damage, or are you laughing about something I don't get? Gowrie grabbed the food from my hands, just in time, as I sank, shaking with laughter, into a beanbag chair. He must be tired. My little brother gets laughing fits when he hasn't had enough sleep. Hey, this smells pretty good. Oh, right. Here you go. Zelos took a bite, then didn't stop until the bowl was empty.
So why are your mother and grandfather both at a conference? Is your mother with the university, too? What's her name? I might know her?
Amelia asked innocently. Yes, the university. Thanks for the food, Zell. Say, are we going to play music? Zelos asked evasively. Good idea. Enough yak. Val added agreeably. Thank the gods. Just a minute. There are enough holes in your story to make a sieve look like it can carry water. You're telling me the police are hanging out here because maybe Gav or some other person is being a peeping Tom or Tim or whatever? Wouldn't the police be checking with Val if there was any danger? So if it isn't Gav, then who's the mystery person? Lena persisted. You are both acting weird, weirder than usual, so spit it out, all of it. Zelos sighed. I felt sorry for the guy, but what could I say? It was up to him to decide what secrets to tell about himself. Dropping the smiling act, Zelos became his more serious persona. It could be my stepfather, recently released from jail. He made a videotape while torturing me, and he was jailed, and the tape was stolen from the police or court. He could be coming back for the tape or me. Silence. Show them your chest. I said, pulling off my own shirt. Maybe if we got this over with, once and for all, we could move on. We have a lot in common. Zelos slowly unbuttoned his shirt. Audible gasps could be heard as he dropped his shirt and exposed his scars. Rows of systematically placed burns and knife slits ran from his collarbone to his pants line. His back was crisscrossed with long, wide scars that made me ill. I was the only one capable of speaking. I had a friend, Lena, here, to help me. He didn't. Philia turned to Val and demanded, "You two, show them. I remember from the dance when you took the wolf top off." Val jumped, but understood and removed his shirt as well. Knife wounds and long white lines marked a life riddled with hate and fury. "Gav hit me a lot. Once broke my arm. Another time, a couple of ribs." He looked at Zelos and me with a gentleness I'd never seen in his arrogant eyes. "Guess we do have more in common than music and Lena, huh?" Lena blushed when she noticed Gowri ripping off his shirt. "For God's sakes, Gowri, what are you doing?"
"Hey, I've got scars too. Here's where Alfie bit me the other day, and this," he pointed to an especially long, jagged line, running across his lower abdomen and disappearing into his pants, "is from my appendicitis operation. Remember last summer? I was skating easy, like, for a while. Hey, Lena, why don't you show him your scars?"
"Gowri!" Lena whacked him over the head with my shirt, which was handy at the moment. She closed her arms protectively around her chest. "I'm not taking off my shirt!" Zelos and Val laughed, followed by everyone else. They laughed for quite a while, a release from the severe tension of the day. Philia cleared her throat. "Well, as much as I like this view..." Both Val and I blushed as her eyes brushed over our bodies. Gowri simply smiled and shrugged his shoulders. Zelos giggled and grabbed his shirt. He was not body conscious at all like you'd expect from a guy who looked like that. "Yeah, get dressed while we figure out how we're gonna stop these guys. Both the Shadow Guy and Gav." Lena glared. "No one's gonna do that kind of shit to you guys again." Lena decided that, as it was band practice time, the whole day would be meaningless if they didn't play at least one song. Amelia whispered an idea into Lena's ear while the others plugged in and switched on amps, but it was quickly nixed. "Later," Lena whispered. But since she knew I could hear, that was all she said. Something was up. "That sucked," Val evaluated that rendition of Get Along. "And if we're playing at Amelia's, the drum kit'll have to be packed up." Lena took one look at the wilted Zelos and shook her head. "I don't think so. We'll just do without percussion." "I have an old electric drum machine at Sano's. Ever try one of those?" Val grinned hopefully, but Zelos shook his head. "Fine. First time for everything, eh? I hear the van. Let's go," shouted Lena. This was a complicated endeavor. All of the equipment had to be loaded into the back of the van. Thank the gods for Gowri's muscles. And they, too, had to squeeze in. The itinerary was Polly's to pick up Kiki, Sano's to pick up the drum machine, then finally Amelia's. If there had been a single moment of silence, Zell might have made a terse speech and happily opted out of the whole scary business. But they seemed to be conspiring against his sanity. "Okay, while you guys told us about your day, now let me tell you about ours." And when Lena talked, everyone listened, or suffered the consequences.